The state of your life is nothing more than a reflection of the state of your mind. If you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. You see, no matter what circumstances have shown up in your life, the quality of your life will always and only be a reflection of your state of mind. In other words, how you feel about your life, well, that is your life. That is the very reason we have people who have nothing materially speaking, who are miserable, and others who live in consistent and beautiful state. The same reason we have people who seemingly have it all, the money, the cars, the wealth, but they're depressed, and others who have it all and feel blessed. How you feel is your life. You can be happy with little or miserable with a lot. You can feel like you have a lot with a little, and you can feel like you have nothing with a lot. Spending time every day in gratitude can shift your entire life. Spending time deliberately thinking about all the things that are good in your life will not only make you feel better about your life, but it will also start attracting better things into your life. You could call this the law of attraction, but it is really just you noticing the good around you more than noticing the bad. And try it. There is literally nothing more important than you giving this gift to yourself. What could be more important than feeling good about your life? You see, you cannot always control what goes on outside, but you can always control what goes on inside. As human beings, you can guarantee one thing for sure. Life will serve you up a great variety of highs and lows. Even though we are all guaranteed highs and lows, very few of us realize that we have the power to control those highs and lows in with regards to what they mean to us. We cannot control the circumstances and events of our lives, but we can always control our response to them. We can always control how we choose to feel about circumstances and events. Now, that doesn't mean it'll be easy. It doesn't mean that we won't have to take action. Sometimes action will be needed to better a negative situation. But we need to carry negative energy about the situation not. We can let go of that negative energy. We can choose to hold on to positive energy because of how we view the situation. The clearer our mind in challenging situations, the better our response. Next time you're faced with a challenge, see if you can gain more control of your feelings in order to handle the situation in the best possible way. See, our lives are a sum total of the choices we've made. With everything that has happened to you, you can either feel sorry for yourself or treat what has happened as a gift. Everything that you experience is either an opportunity to grow or an obstacle to keep you from growing. You get to choose. Be miserable or motivate yourself. Whatever has to be done, it's always going to be your choice. You're not stuck unless you choose to be. The results of people's lives are rarely ever an accident or a mistake. Almost always, regardless of the circumstances, it is less about luck and more about choices that people have made. You see, your responses, your actions, and your choices, well, they've led you to where you are today. And that might be hard to hear, especially if you've been dealt a bad hand. But no matter where you are now, you can choose to be in a better position in the future. You can choose to make excuses and might have some really great ones. Or you can choose to drop all the negative stories and focus rather on what you can do to make your situation better. Regardless of what has happened in your past, you decide what happens next. Holding on to negative feelings towards circumstances and other people that you have experienced trauma with, that have done you wrong, well, it does nothing to better your life. Let go of those situations. Let go of those negative feelings. Let go of those stories. And say the best revenge is massive success. But really, it is not. There is no need for revenge. And the best thing you can do is to let go of negativity and focus on creating the best life possible for yourself. You see, that's how you win. Stop acting as if life is a rehearsal. Live this day as if it were your last. The past is over and gone. And the future, that's not guaranteed. All you have is today. So go for it now, because the future, well, that's not promised to anyone. Too many people put the really important things in their life off for another day. We often work too much and play too little. We spend too much time worrying about what other people think about us, and too little time being our true self, living free from anyone else's opinion. They say that no one on their deathbed wished they worked more at the office, and I truly doubt that they wished they worried more about what other people thought of them. Whoever you want to be, and however you want to live, whatever you want to do, whatever you need to say, well, do it now, say it now, do it all, now, before it's too late. Live with no regrets. You see, self-worth? Self-worth comes from thinking that you're worthy. Loneliness? Well, you cannot be lonely if you like the person you're alone with, and you are always with yourself. So be yourself. Love yourself. It's that simple. Because you can have a full life if you are yourself, if you like yourself. But if you're hiding who you are, if you're wearing masks to fit in with other people, always afraid to express your true self, well, then you're not really living, are you? So many people are unhappy, feeling completely drained every day, because it's exhausting pretending to be someone else all day, every day. You are unique, and because of that, you need to follow your own unique path. Do not be afraid to say what you feel and be who you are, because in the end, even though some people will fall away, those are all the wrong people. When you be yourself, well, the right people will be attracted to you, and they will stay. Be yourself. Love yourself. Accept yourself. At the end of the day, that's the only way.